Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms. Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You've hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Verses 1 through 24, all of Psalm 139. Father, we thank you for the wonder and the beauty of Psalm 139 and the insight that it shares, amongst other things, about the intricacy and the grace and the mystery that you poured into us when you formed each and every one of us. Thank you, Father, for the reality that every child is precious. Every child is from your hand, created by you and precious, and has a divine destiny from you. More and more help us as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to grow in our understanding of how important every life is and how that we as the church are called to stand boldly for life and help end the tragedy of abortion in our culture, in our world. Help us to be faithful to carry out that work according to your will. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time as well.
Father, we're so thankful that we can approach your throne of grace today, and we recognize it's because of your great love for us. We recognize because it's because of us being clothed in the righteousness of your dear Son that we can approach your throne and that we are welcome to your throne. What an amazing thought that sinners like us are loved by a God like you, a holy God like you. Father, we praise you. We lift high your name today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind our listeners about this important project that the American Family Association has only recently begun. The American Family Association will no longer be canceled by culture or banned from speaking the truth. We're introducing the latest ministry effort, AFA Streaming, built and managed by the American Family Association. Previously, AFA relied on third-party platforms, including YouTube, Vimeo, and Facebook, to stream content. However, these platforms have become censors of biblical truth, tragically. AFA Streaming is now available AFA Streaming is an online platform that hosts all AFA-produced video content, from documentaries and church curriculum to our Cultural Institute series. All are available now for online viewing on a user-friendly first-class website. You can set up your account today to begin streaming as well. To find out more, visit AFA.net. Again, that's AFA.net. Hope you'll do just that. We're honored to have as our in-studio guest today, Mr. Matt Mitchell. He's the CEO of Oasis Medical Center in Corinth, Mississippi. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. And as we get started, I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment just to further introduce yourself and then tell our listeners about specifically about the work and the mission of Oasis Medical Center.
All right. My name is Matt Mitchell. I am the CEO of Oasis Medical Center in Corinth. Oasis is a pregnancy help center, and it's the first place to go for an unplanned pregnancy. We offer medical services as well as educational and other support services. Our services are completely free. So we are donor-funded, and that allows us to provide all of our services for free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long have you been the CEO there?
Almost 5 years.
Almost 5 years. Okay. And you followed Miss Job.
Miss Martha Job.
Miss Martha Job.
Founding director, was there for 23 years, so that was some big shoes to fill.
All right. Well, again, it's great to have you with us today. And if you would take a moment, you just briefly touched on it. Some listeners may be very familiar with the work of pregnancy clinics, but the reality is for some people, they don't a bit more know what they are than the man in the moon. And so it's good to help people to get a clear understanding of what they are, because my experience is sometimes you have people that think, well, they must do abortions in those places. So define for our listeners what a pregnancy help center actually is.
Okay. For our clinic, we are a medical pregnancy help center, which means that we're going to offer certain medical services, such as pregnancy test and verification. We're going to also offer limited OB ultrasound, and we provide STD, STI testing and treatment. So those are the medical services that we provide. When it comes to educational and other kind of support, we are going to offer preparing for baby classes, parenting classes. And we can actually partner an expectant mom with a mentor that stays with her until the baby is one or two or even longer. So those are some of the services that we offer. We offer our services to whether it is a planned pregnancy or unplanned. Either way, anyone is welcome to come see us. But it is kind of obvious most of the time that those dealing with an unplanned pregnancy have greater needs.
Mm. Okay, and so now, just for our listeners' information, if someone listening and would like to get in touch with you or learn more about the Oasis Medical Center, how could they do that?
OMCfriends.com, as in Oasis Medical Center, OMCfriends.com. They can contact us at the office or online, either way. We're easy to find online.
Okay, then. All right. And you know, you mentioned specifically, too, and of course, this is true for most pregnancy clinics. You offer all your services for free. Now, someone listening may think, well, how can they possibly do that? As expensive sometimes medical procedures and things can be, how can you do what you do for free?
It is completely donor-funded. Mm-hmm. So we have events. We have a Walk for Life in the spring. We have a fall fundraising banquet. Baby bottles. There is a baby bottle campaign, and what that consists of, we send out plastic baby bottles to churches. They send those out to their congregation, and they fill them up with checks and change and cash and bring those back to Oasis. That is one of our largest fundraising efforts.
Hmm. Okay, and so just through several different means, but again, churches, individuals, and that's how basically the work is supported then.
That's right. With money coming in from individuals and churches, that's where our funds come from. We don't accept any government funds. If mm-hmm. we accepted government funds, that could create a hindrance to our ministry, because mm-hmm. Our mission fold is basically our mission statement is basically twofold. Mm-hmm. That is to spread the gospel of Jesus and to uphold the sanctity of human life.
Right.
Since we are completely donor-funded, we are able to share the gospel with our clients.
That's good. That's good. You know, I think of this too, Matt, and as of course you're aware, I have the privilege of serving as the chairman of the board for the Greenwood Pregnancy and Hope Center, and of course I've shared with our listeners somewhat in the past how that came about. I've been a pastor for many, many years. But just felt impressed to the Lord that there was another need for an additional pregnancy ministry in the Mississippi Delta as well. And, you know, persons like yourself who've served in a leadership capacity recognize that the needs for this kind of ministry in a community are just tremendous. Some communities maybe more so than in others. But as we as we go through our time today, a part of what I'm, of course, have asked you to do is to be prepared to share stories that illustrate why a ministry like the Oasis Medical Center is so, so very important. And I'm going to take a moment now specifically to pray for our listeners and pray for that what we cover today. Father, thank you, Lord, for every believer listening. Thank you for every church represented. Thank you for every pastor, every member of a church fellowship. And thank you for every believer that's listening in today. Father, anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of each and every one of us so that we all will be abundantly receptive to your word and your will and your spirit. Help us to have ears to hear whatever the Holy Spirit would say to each one of us. Help us to recognize, Lord, whatever it is that you're calling each one of us to do, whether you're calling us to be intercessors and prayer warriors praying for this and other similar ministries, or calling us to be financial donors and givers, or you're calling us to become volunteers. But help us to know, Lord, whatever it is you're calling us to do, but help us to recognize, Lord, that in the battle for life and standing for life and helping to end the tragedy of abortion, there's so much work to be done. Help us to never have the attitude that, well, there's nothing I can do or I don't know how to do anything. Help us to know, Lord, that you can use any willing vessel, any believer that's willing to say yes, that you're willing to use them as well. We thank you and praise you, Father. And Father, we pray that you'd raise up more ministries like this that will help serve in the same wonderful capacity that the Oasis Medical Center is serving in, the Greenwood Pregnancy and Hope Center, and many other pregnancy ministries out there. Lord, help us to know, Lord, that every mother, precious mother that comes through the doors is precious in your sight, and every baby that she's carrying is precious in your sight as well. And help us to recognize as the church, Lord, that abortion is always against your will, the taking of the life of an innocent baby. And help us to recognize, Lord, that one of the many reasons why we need to come alongside and vigorously and faithfully support the work of pregnancy clinics is because they are doing the work of the kingdom of God. They are involved in the work of saving babies and saving mothers and saving families as well. And help us to know, Lord, that we can become your hands and your feet in coming alongside. And Lord, help us to know too, Lord, the need for volunteers is so great for so many pregnancy clinics. Raise up many more volunteers that will come alongside as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, our in-studio guest today is Matt Mitchell, the CEO of Oasis Medical Center. Matt, we're coming up on a break in just a few moments, but on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if you'll share some stories or testimonies of how you've seen God move in ways in the lives of mothers that have come through the doors. And, you know, I think of this to be true. Every time I've had the privilege of having a director or a CEO of a pregnancy clinic to be a guest, they always have bunches of stories. And so there's always powerful stories to be shared in the pro-life camp. So we'll pick up there on the other side. Again, our in-studio guest today is Matt Mitchell, the CEO of Oasis Medical Center in Corinth, Mississippi. We'll be right back.
but why, oh why? Wide awake in the middle of your nightmare. You saw it coming, but it hit you out of nowhere. And there's always scars when you fall that far. We lose our way, we get back up again. It's never too late. But why?
Music of Toby Mac with Get Back Up. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, again, we thank you for the church, the churches, the individuals, and all the people that support Oasis Medical Center. And thank you for believers that support pregnancy clinics all over our communities, our states, our nation, and our world. Father, raise up more and more people that are faithful intercessors that will faithfully pray daily for the work of these great outreach ministries, and raise up more people that will come alongside them financially that will help undergird them, to help them to be able to do what they do for free as they do so wonderfully. And Lord, I pray that you'd raise up more and more people will to volunteer to help where and when that's needed in so many of these wonderful pregnancy clinic ministries. Thank you for the opportunity to be learning more about what they do and how they carry out the work they're called to. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, our in-studio guest today is Matt Mitchell. He's the CEO of Oasis Medical Center in Corinth, Mississippi. Matt, would you share your website one more time if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about the Oasis Medical Center?
Yes, that is omcfriends.com, as in Oasis Medical Center, omcfriends.com.
All right. All right. And as we begin this segment, if you could share maybe a story or an illustration to help people better understand why a ministry like this is so vitally important in our communities.
Yes, yes. And let me just say a little bit about how that takes place.
Okay.
So when a client comes in, particularly if a client is abortion-minded, what our nursing staff, our nurses are going to do, they're going to say, do you mind if I share with you some information about abortion? They're RN, so they are qualified to share that accurate medical information. And what we see more times than not, just with the simple presentation of the accurate medical information, many times then the client would say, I don't want to choose that route. I would rather keep my baby or place the baby for adoption. Mm-hmm. So our nurses are very careful to ask for permission. May I share that information? Mm-hmm. If they say yes, then we share risks of abortion. And those are many. There are physical risks. There are psychological and emotional risks that are possible side effects. Some even statistically, a lady that has an abortion is more likely to go on and experience mental health issues like anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, even post-traumatic stress disorder. So that is very important information that the client needs before they make that decision. It is very important to point out that we do not perform abortions, that we do not refer for abortions or condone abortion. Mm-hmm. But we will counsel as to the possible side effects of an abortion. So as we do that, it is pretty common that a lady would change her mind. Client stories are really the best part of what we do, getting to hear those. I mean, since I've been there in 5 years, I can remember times when a lady would come in that I had not met, who had been to Oasis previously, and she just came in, you know, on a Friday afternoon, and she's got her little boy with her, and just talking to her in the lobby, and she begins to cry. I mean, these tears just begin to fall down her face, and she's holding this little kid with a smile, and he's bouncing around, and she says, you know, I was considering abortion, and I came here. I changed my mind after I came here. This is my little boy. I wanted to come back and show him to you, and just so happy. So we're talking about since 1994, There have been now approaching that we know of about 400 times that has happened, that a lady has come in abortion-minded. She's changed her mind and chosen life. Mm-hmm. And so that's what those stories look like. In that length of time, we're talking about 27 years, no one has ever come in and said, I wish I had chosen an abortion. Mm-hmm. It's never happened. But then we have these stories like that young lady who came back and said, I'm so glad I chose life. This is my baby, and I want to show him to you, and I want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a good day. That's a good day at work. Mm-hmm. There are some stories that stand out.
Okay.
There was a young couple that came in, and they were young, maybe 15, in the 15 to 17 range, both of them, the father of the baby and the mother.
Oh, teenager.
Both teenagers and very young. Mm-hmm. So the plan, they were pregnant, and they wanted an abortion. Mm-hmm. As we talked to them more, there was something that was – fear is generally a big factor that drives abortion. And as we know, when we're fearful, we're not clear. Our mind's not clear. We're not making the best decision. Mm-hmm. So fear is a driving factor with abortion. Mm-hmm. This young couple wanted an abortion, and as they began to talk to us and explain why, his father was a preacher. Mm-hmm. They could not bear the fact of the church finding this out. So they wanted to have an abortion. This was a story that changed quickly. This young lady changed her mind before she even saw the ultrasound. Just like, I can't do it. That was very thought-provoking for me and for the rest of our staff, is that this young couple was so fearful of what the church would say. Mm-hmm. That was driving them toward this abortion. Mm-hmm. So it really emphasized the need for us in the church to recognize how we interact with someone who is experiencing an unplanned pregnancy. That's yes, right. We want to carry that the word of the truth that, you know, that God intends for sex to occur inside marriage. Mm-hmm. But if that does not, we have to understand that abortion is not a good alternative, mm-hmm. because two wrongs don't make a right.
That's right.
And the fear of other church people, basically the condemnation and judgment that they would experience inside the church, mm-hmm. was really a driving factor pushing them toward the abortion.
Matt, I want to just touch on something that's so important here, because that's such a powerful point that you're touching on. The church should be known for its love, its compassion, its mercy,
yes.
its desire to reach out and come alongside people who are going through difficult times. Obviously not condoning sin.
Yes.
But again, what comes to mind is, of course, the story of when Jesus spoke to the woman caught in adultery. Jesus wasn't caught up in her sin. He showed compassion, and he basically shut down the people trying to condemn her. But the point was, he was compassionate and loving towards the woman, and basically said, go and sin no more. But his greatest desire was to love her and to help her in that moment. And the church is called to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And it should be, the church should be so full of the love and the compassion and the grace of God that young people like that would never be afraid to approach the church in a situation like that, but would realize that, well, they're going to help me, as opposed to being afraid of how the church would react.
Exactly. Exactly. That was a happy ending to this story. And mm-hmm. That young couple had mm-hmm. their baby, and they are married today. So mm-hmm. That was a happy ending to that mm-hmm. story.
That's really good. That's good.
You know, this one really stands out. There was a client who had scheduled an abortion over in Memphis and was actually driving to that appointment and stopped at Oasis. Mm-hmm. This client had seen us for services in the past, and just kind of an impromptu, just a spur of the moment, she said, I'm just going to pull in and see if they can work me in today. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do that. And so she changed her mind and chose life. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a close call when you consider that this abortion was already scheduled and she was driving to the appointment.
On her way.
And that is none other than God who directed her to Oasis mm-hmm. to come in and just get that help, and really hope is a game changer. Mm-hmm. They come in. They are our volunteers, our staff. They are so careful to be merciful and gracious to the client. and mm-hmm. to not approach from a condemning standpoint, that we are offering that mercy, that we're offering that grace, that we are saying we are here to help you in this situation, just mm-hmm. like you were saying, as the church, and basically Oasis is an arm or an extension of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, and we greatly appreciate that support that comes from the church because it helps us carry out that mission.
Mm. I want to take a moment specifically to pray for the church to grow in the understanding of how important it is for the church to be just what you spoke of, just coming alongside pregnancy clinics. Father, thank you for, again, every believer listening, and thank you for every church represented. Father, more and more help the church to grow in their understanding of how vitally important the work of pregnancy clinics is in our culture and in our world. Help us to recognize, Lord, that they're an extension. Every pregnancy clinic ministry is an extension of the church. It's an extension of the compassionate love and hands and feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, reaching out to mothers who find themselves expecting at a difficult time in life, who may be very, very fearful for many different reasons, fearful of people's reactions, fearful of the circumstances, fearful of losing jobs. And also sometimes people, women and or families that find themselves in a situation where they feel hopeless. Lord, help us to grow as the church in our understanding of how to walk in your love, compassion, and grace in such a way that more and more that we will live so that we will just basically embrace precious women and families who find themselves in circumstances like that. Help us to recognize, Lord, that the work is great and there are many people who find themselves in these circumstances. But as the church simply has the heart of Jesus, has the love of Jesus in our words, our actions, our approach, our ministries, that people can be drawn to the Jesus inside of us. Help us to be that church that's permeated with the love of Jesus, the compassion of Jesus, the mercy of Jesus, the grace of Jesus. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Matt, if you have other stories, I think the stories do a great job of helping people to see why a ministry like Oasis Medical Center is such an important ministry in our culture and the need to raise up more ministries like it in communities where they don't have them is just so great, though. But do you have another story?
Yes, yes. Okay. Oasis, it's a peaceful, quiet environment. And we hear that the clients give us that feedback a lot, that it's so peaceful here. And that gives them a chance to think through their decision that they're about to make. And even our nurses and volunteers help the clients think through those decisions. Another client comes to mind, and she was, again, a teenager. And the father of the baby was pressuring her to have an abortion. Mm-hmm. She did not want to have the abortion, but that was the pressure she was getting. So the nurse asked this question. She said, well, how long have you been dating? And she said, oh, we've only been dating for 2 or 3 months. She mm-hmm. said, okay, how long do you expect to be dating him? Do you think you'll be dating him this time next year? And the girl just paused, and it was like a light bulb came on. She said, I may not even be dating him. And here I'm about to make this decision that's a permanent decision based on what he wants, and he may not be in my life this time next year. So she chose, after having thought through that, to keep her baby and not to make that decision based on what he was pressuring her to do. She just needed some time to think through it, and the nurse just gave her that, just help, and help thinking through the situation. Even in that, we're not really changing or twisting someone's arm. We're not doing that in any way. We're simply giving them time to think. We're helping them think through, and we're giving them accurate information. And with that, oftentimes, they simply change their mind and choose life.
And, you know, Matt, that's such a powerful point and a simple point, too, that one of the wonderful ways that a ministry like Oasis Medical Center helps is you counsel or guide patients to stop and think about their circumstances, to recognize that it's not a hopeless situation, it's not the end of the world, and possibilities if they do choose life. And that's so important, though, because so many times in life, you know, when women find themselves expecting at a difficult time, they feel like, in fact, sometimes people will say, I don't have a choice. They think they don't have any other options, but in reality, there are some great options that don't lead to abortion, which are the best options, but sometimes they may not be thinking along that line.
Well, I want to share one about a client who chose adoption for her child. I want to make sure that we have time to share that one.
Okay. Okay. Well, you can go ahead, and if we run out of it, we'll pick up on the other side.
Okay. All right. Okay. Again, this client was abortion-minded, and mm-hmm. she did, you know, felt, as you were saying, that that was the only option she had. Mm-hmm. And she made that difficult decision to carry her baby and to place that baby for adoption. It was a difficult decision. Later, she saw a picture of her daughter with her adoptive family mm-hmm. and her big brother. And they were both smiling. And she said, when I saw that picture of my daughter with the family and her big brother, and mm-hmm. they were both smiling, I knew I'd made the right decision. Mm-hmm. So that we do make sure that we present the adoption option mm-hmm. When we're discussing the options.
And, you know, that too is such an important truth to mention too, because adoption is a wonderful thing. And the fact is there are too many people that may not even consider adoption because they think, well, no, I just need to get rid of it. And it sometimes for very sad reasons, but too often that's the case. Our in-studio guest today is Matt Mitchell. He's the CEO of Oasis Medical Center. We'll be right back. Music of Dunson Oyekan with Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest is Matt Mitchell. He's the CEO of Oasis Medical Center in Corinth, Mississippi. Matt, would you share with our listeners once again the website if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about the mission and work of the Oasis Medical Center?
Yes, that is omcfriends.com.
All right. All right. And, you know, something I just want to touch on, you know, you shared the testimony of the young lady who her boyfriend was trying to pressure her to get an abortion. You know, it's sad that many people don't know this, but even the pro-life camp, there are many that don't realize that in all 50 states, it's against the law to coerce a woman to get an abortion if she wants to keep her baby. But sadly, many times the mother doesn't know that and the people don't know that. And too often, either a boyfriend, sometimes a husband, sometimes a parent will force that, not realizing that that's against the law. And I know the Justice Foundation, which is a great legal, a Christian legal ministry, produces a letter that helps to a great tool to share to help people realize. And I recall one instance at a pregnancy clinic where they had a copy of the letter. There was a parent who brought her teenage daughter by the pregnancy clinic on their way to get an abortion. They handed her that letter, and that stopped that mom in her tracks. And, of course, typically it's almost comical that when the baby is born in a situation like that, The mama is, nobody falls in love more with the baby than granddad or grandma. And they're ashamed of the fact that they thought about aborting their beautiful granddaughter or grandson. So
that's a very good point. And the young couple whose father was a pastor and they were afraid of what the parents would say. Yes, the parents were disappointed about the circumstances, but they immediately fell in love with their grandchild. Mm-hmm. And so there was one of those fears that never materialized. Mm-hmm. And that many times that's the case with those abortion fears, is that the actual fear does not materialize.
Mm, that's right. That's right. Okay, so you were going to share another story with us then.
Yes. This was a college couple. They were dating. They were an established couple, more so than the last example. And she became pregnant. And again, this was a situation where the father of the baby was encouraging her to have the abortion. Mm-hmm. They both came for the appointment, and we provided that ultrasound. Mm-hmm. When the father of the baby saw the ultrasound, this was a game changer. Mm-hmm. He no longer wanted the abortion. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, and that was another success story where, you know, that couple is still married. They had that child. They have other children. Mm-hmm. But the ultrasound really has an impact. And mm-hmm. even as you were reading the scripture as we started about being formed in the womb, mm-hmm. so many times we hear clients say when they see the ultrasound, mm-hmm. they had no idea how developed their baby was. Mm-hmm. And that seeing fingers and toes and even, you know, sometimes the image of the face, they're shocked. And sometimes when they see that changes their decision. They know I could never abort my baby once I've seen that image.
And, you know, Matt, I appreciate you sharing that. And that's something that time and time again through the ministry of especially medical pregnancy clinics that do provide ultrasound, that we see how God wonderfully uses the ultrasound to help change minds and hearts so many times, whether the people are on the fence or very much abortion-minded, that I think the statistic is 8 out of 10 who may be abortion-minded will change their minds typically once they see that precious baby on an ultrasound. And so the ultrasound is a wonderful kingdom tool to help in that regard.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Can you share, are there other things on your mind that you're wanting to share about the work and the ministry of your clinic?
I always want to talk about our post-abortion recovery Bible study, because mm-hmm. we have a lady on staff who leads that. Mm-hmm. And so that is for the lady who has experienced the abortion and is now dealing with those after effects.
Mm-hmm. So it's a Bible study specifically for people who've been down the road of abortion.
Yes.
Is it for men and women?
Yes, and okay. We've had men go through this as well. Mm-hmm. There is a story that stands out that I want to share.
Okay.
There was the lady had experienced an abortion when she was 17. She experienced mm-hmm. another abortion when she was 23, and both of these had a devastating impact on her. Mm-hmm. She went on to experience what I described earlier with anxiety and depression. This lady spent 20 years of her life after those abortions dealing with depression, dealing with alcohol and drugs. She mm-hmm. was in the world of addiction for 20 years. Mm-hmm. She had, on more than one occasion, she had attempted suicide. Mm-hmm. This is a really spectacular story. This lady was very desperate. She was, one night, she described it as she was walking to a bar in the rain. That's pretty desperate. Mm-hmm. And she turned around, she went home, and she said that night she prayed and cried out to God for salvation. Mm-hmm. She was saved that night. Mm-hmm. After her salvation experience, God brought her to Oasis to deal with those abortions. Mm-hmm. And so this was a life that she did not have connection with her children, mm-hmm. other family members. They were broken relationships. As she went through this, it's called Forgiven and Set Free. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what she got. Hmm. On the other side of Forgiven and Set Free, here's another thing. She didn't like kids. She didn't She didn't enjoy kids. She didn't like being around kids. All of this changed after Forgiven and Set Free. Mm-hmm. She was able to bond with her own children. She loved her grandchildren. These mm-hmm. family relationships were restored. Mm-hmm. And she went on to get a master's in counseling and is now a licensed professional counselor mm-hmm. who helps in a local ministry. Mm-hmm. And she just describes how much that helped her.
So the Bible study is a powerful tool that God uses to bring healing, forgiveness, and wholeness to people who will go through the Bible study then.
Yes. Okay. You know, that's another thing that we always want to make clear is we're not in favor of abortion. Mm-hmm. But we also just have to remember that that abortion is not the unpardonable sin. Mm-hmm. That we are all sinners and that God wants to offer that forgiveness. And he's the only one that can come in and clean that up and heal the brokenness from the abortion. And so those are just – those are some our staff lady that leads the curriculum. She said you can just see their countenance change. Mm-hmm. It's like – it's almost like they've lost weight. They're just – they're lighter. Their countenance has changed after they've gone through that. Mm-hmm. They feel so much relief. Mm-hmm. And that is – that's the work of the Holy Spirit using his word to bring that forgiveness and that healing.
So Matt, in view of how you've seen God mightily use the Bible study, what's the name of the Bible study again?
That's called Forgiven and Set Free.
Forgiven and Set Free. So any woman or man that has been down the road of abortion, if they'd like to get in touch with you and go through the Bible study – that's something that most anyone can plug into then?
Yes. I mean, that is just by contacting us at the office.
Okay.
And you mentioned there was a we've had a man that has gone through that. Mm-hmm. And his story was that he had participated in an abortion and carried that for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And it had just it has taken a physical a toll on him.
Right.
And
right.
he also experienced that forgiveness, forgiven and set free. So we're not in favor of abortion in any way, but we want to make sure that anyone who has experienced an abortion knows that we're not against them.
Right. That you still love the person.
That is right. Mm. That's absolutely correct.
Mm. And, of course, that's Jesus. He loves people who choose life, and he loves people that choose abortion, and he wants to forgive all of us, and all of us are in need of that forgiveness. So.
You know, at Oasis, we also go into our local school, many of our local schools, with character education and abstinence. And so there's several schools that we're in. With that, we kind of view that as prevention. We are there promoting abstinence and talking about the dangers of STDs and those kinds of things with those presentations. We are there in the clinic for some what is the point of crisis. Mm-hmm. And to offer them that help, to offer them that hope, and then to even be able to partner them with a mentor that stays with them until the baby is one or even older. Mm-hmm. For those who've experienced abortion, we're there to help them on the other side of that decision. Mm-hmm. So the way that I see it, it's like all points of the continuum. We're there to offer some kind of help, either in prevention at the point of crisis or on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm. And so it's quite an array of services and outreaches that you provide as a local ministry then.
Right. Mm-hmm. The newest service that we are offering, we are now offering abortion pill reversal. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are not even aware that this exists. In certain cases, it is possible to reverse a chemical or a medical abortion. That is the process of taking abortion pills. Mm-hmm. The abortion pill is not actually one pill. It's a two-part process. Mm-hmm. And so the first pill blocks progesterone. Mm-hmm. The second pill then causes contractions, and this leads to the delivery or the discharge of the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. If the first pill has been taken, but the lady has not taken the second pill, it is possible for the doctor to prescribe high doses of progesterone to prevent that abortion from taking place. Mm-hmm. If that is started within 72 hours of the initial pill, there's a 64 to 68% chance of success. Mm-hmm. It will either work or it won't work, but there are no birth defects when it works. So then it is definitely, and we've had this, we've had a client who experienced this. They had taken that first pill. We were able to give them some information. She found the doctor who began that reversal process. Mm-hmm. And the last contact we had with her, she was doing well, the baby was doing well, and the pregnancy was progressing as it should.
That's good. That's good. Our time is just about gone. Would you share, Matt, one more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about Oasis Medical Center, how they can get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with us at omcfriends.com. That's Oasis Medical Center, omcfriends.com.
Amen. All righty. Thank you again, Matt, for being with us, and thank you for sharing all the wonderful stories that you shared and about the great, great mission of Oasis Medical Center as well. As usual, towards the end of our broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never made that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart, maybe you recognize that maybe something shared on the broadcast today touched you, or maybe you've been affected by some of the same circumstances that we discussed today, and you recognize your need for forgiveness. Well, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's ready to enter the heart of anyone that will open the door and invite them in. If you'd like to make that step and receive Christ, would you simply pray this prayer with me now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into the world a long, long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I recognize I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you would have me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. My email address is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please get in touch with us. If you prayed that prayer and received Christ, we'd like to share with you some literature that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. We'd really like to hear from you. Again, jparker@afa.net. Our guest has been Matt Mitchell, the CEO of Oasis Medical Center in Corinth, Mississippi. Matt, share your website one more time, please.
OMCfriends.com.
All right. Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And sharing about the great work of Oasis Medical Center. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please pray much for the ministry of Oasis Medical Center and your local pregnancy clinic, wherever it might be, and pray about the possibility of becoming an intercessor and a financial supporter of your local pregnancy clinic. Again, they can use your support. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.